Okay, what do sheep, what do you raise them for?
The wool or the meat.
Okay, what is the name for the male hog?
Boar.
And the one that has been altered would be a?
Bear.
Okay, do you have any terms for, for hogs when they're little, they're called?
Pigs.
And does it make any difference if they're male or female, what they're called later?
Shoats.
What age is a shoat?
Well, I'd say between 4 weeks and 6 months in there, it's a shoat.
And is it male or female?
Either
matter.
One. They're just shoats, either way.
They're just small hogs.
After they get out of the pig stage.
Okay, do you have a special name for an unbred female when she's older?
Yeah.
Okay, what do hogs have on their backs?
Hair.
Stiff.
Bristles.
Yeah, the big teeth a hog has.
Tusks.
Okay, what do you put food in for a hog?
Trough.
So if you had three or four of them, you'd say, on the farm we used three or four.
Troughs.
Okay, how about names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Just wild hogs, what they call them around here, and we do have them around here.
Is that what people mean by razorback?
Well,
razorback hog is.
It's an old, real old, skinny, poor thing. You see some hogs around sometimes that people has in their pens at razorbacks, but it's just an old, poor hog. I'd say it was a razorback. But I think just the wild hogs would just be counted wild hogs.
What kind of noise does a calf make when it's being weaned?
I'd say it bawls.
Okay, what kind of sound does a cow make at feeding time?
I think they call that lowing.
What kind of noise do horses make at feeding time? They
neigh.
And would you ever use a word like whinny or?
Mm-hmm.
What term would you have for all the hens and turkeys and geese and so on?
Flock.
Okay, what would a hen on a nest of eggs be called?
Setting hen.
And where is the place that you would keep the chickens?
Coop. Coop.
And how would it be built? Did you have it on the farm?
What, coop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's different types of coops. There's coops for them to roost in, and coops for to feed them in, and coops for them to take their babies in whenever they're little to roost in.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we've got one up there. I've got a bunch of little chickens now, and they go to roost of a night. It's just a little square house, about 3 foot square and about 2 foot high on the front and a foot high on the back, and shaded one way with a door that I can shut them up in.
Why is it slanted?
Just to keep so the water will run off if it rains. It's got a sheet iron piece on the top and keeps them dry in there. And we put screen over the front so they'll get air and not, it won't be tight. We've got, well, it ain't screen, little mesh wire, about this big little mesh.
When we kill up a chicken to eat it, what is that part that children like to get so they pull it apart?
Pulley bone.
Okay, what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you can eat? The chicken?
Liver and gizzard and heart.
Okay, how about the insides of a pig? What parts of it can you eat?
The heart and the liver and the heart, usually.
Anything else that you might cook out and use?
On the inside?
Mm-hmm. You ever do anything with the intestines?
I don't. They make chitlins out of them. Some southern people do, but I never did.
And then how about a calf? If you butchered a young calf, would it be?
It'd be the heart and the liver would be all.
If it's time to go feed the stock and do the chores, you might say, well, I got to get up and go. It's
feed time.
Mm-hmm.